Hi, this is Rachel.
And Megan.
And today, we're back.
We're back.
To Daily Dish, we're both in 30 Rock this week.
And back with, like, the most exciting of news. The Countess is no more.
I know.
Luann de Lesseps got married.
Dethroned. Well, she's no longer a countess.
Did they ever have a throne, countesses?
She was detitled?
Okay, yeah. I'll go with that. Okay. There were a number of housewives there, but not New York, except for Dorinda. You had Jill Zarin. You had Kelly Bensimone. You had Cynthia Bailey, which I thought was interesting.
Right, like, but do you think they know each other from, like, modeling?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And Marisol Patton
from Miami.
So it was like a wide range of housewives.
Yeah, oh my God, Marisol put up this picture of her, Tom, Luann, Jill Zarin, and Dorinda's John.
She had a few dresses, but for the actual ceremony, it was beautiful, and I remember thinking, oh, but she's not wearing a statement necklace. But then I realized there's kind of a statement necklace built
in the dress.
Yeah, it's like it's like a diamond necklace built into the dress.
The most Luann wedding dress to ever be.
Right.
It's her wedding.
It's her wedding. But yeah, so that's happening.
Yeah, and that's how they rang in the new year. I'm like so excited for her. On BravoTV.com, we have Instagram videos and things you can go look at. And she just looks so happy.
I'm on the fence.
On the fence?
Well, I love Luann, but I'm not sure how to feel about Tom.
Okay. You know, I've got to trust Luann's judgment.
And that she knows what she's doing?
Yeah.
I hear you. So, we didn't get to do a show for the last couple of days. So, I really want to, but, like, I can't not talk about, first of all, Real Housewives of Atlanta.
So good.
And Vanderpump Rules.
Oh my God, it was so good.
Okay, so Real Housewives of Atlanta. You know, Phaedra and Candy have had this falling out. Mm. And now it's getting to that real terrible point where they're just like, you know what? I'm just going to tell all your secrets.
Yep. I just feel like they need to be more careful with each other.
Yes, because it goes both ways.
Right.
Why would you throw a stone? You know it's going to come back.
Right.
So, you know, Candy was saying some stuff about Phaedra. Phaedra got wind of it. And then she says to Sheree and Portia, well, Candy and Shamia are very close. And Trey's like, what do you mean very close? And she's sort of whispering because she knows she has her mic on.
Oh my God.
And she was like,
well, people say Shamia sleep with everybody else, but who talk about that?
You know who Candy
You what?
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
Candy. Candy
best
friend. Wait, Candy is who? You a motherfucking liar. You knew that?
They are really close.
But you think that too?
I mean, you.
Yes.
I mean, mics have hear whispers too, Phaedra. Oh my God.
But so my question to you was, she's doing this whisper thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think she's legitimately trying to hide it from the world?
No.
Or do you think she's...
If this was Phaedra's first season, maybe I would buy that. But these women know exactly when to speak, when not to speak. That's
right.
Why they get so mad at each other when something gets brought up that they're like, you weren't supposed to mention this on camera, or they talk about the kids, or certain things always go below the belt, and they get so mad because it was when cameras were around.
Right.
So I don't, yeah, no.
Well, Candy wrote in her blog that this was absolutely not true, but I think that this is still going to come up. Like,
oh,
I this is
not
over.
No way. No way an allegation like that is over.
But, yeah, just another reminder, never cut off a friendship. Just, like,
quietly
zone out of it, you know?
Right, right.
And so then Monday we had Vanderpump Rules.
Eek! Birthdays.
Birthdays.
Yeah.
Battle of the birthdays.
Battle of the birthdays.
So mm-hmm. It was Stassi's birthday.
My f***ing birthday.
So she and Kristen and Sheena and Katie all went out to Montauk.
Aw.
And drinks were had. Stassi is single and looking for love. And, like, unfortunately just got the most unfortunate of men hitting on her.
Oh, no.
Like, even the one guy that seemed really cute ends up being just super so awkward. And then we go to Ariana's birthday, which they took an RV trip to NASCAR.
It's a very different trip. Yeah. Stassi's like spa getaway.
Like, yeah, we were talking about this earlier. Like, which birthday would you prefer to go to? And mine would definitely be Montauk, because something about just eating steak straight from the grill. Like, just.
I mean, that appealed to me, but I know that you as a vegetarian, maybe not so much. I'm like, oh, steak. Maybe I would to go on this NASCAR trip.
Yeah, so the part of Ariana's birthday trip that I really liked was that they did a wine tasting in Sonoma. But, like, everyone there was like, I hate wine, except for Tom and Ariana.
If you're having, like, a group birthday trip.
And then they have who draws a low card. There's an app on the phone. Whoever loses has to drink from the spit bucket.
Oh, I know. Ew, it was so gross.
Like, I can't even talk about it. Ugh. Ariana.
Oh, and her birth poor on her
and
birthday.
They were saying that, like, it wasn't even just their spit. That it was the like table before, too.
Oh, my God. I'm the Vicky Gumbelson. I gag so easily. You can't do this to me.
That was terrible.
That was really hard to watch. It was gross.
Let's change gears. Let's go into something a little more refined. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes. Well, we met someone new.
Yeah, Eden Sassoon.
Eden Sassoon.
Daughter of Vidal Sassoon.
And my favorite part was when she complimented Lisa Rinna's hair.
Which, by the way, you know how at the reunion they'll always ask new ladies, did you watch seasons before? And 9 times out of 10, they'll be like, oh, no, I wanted a genuine, real experience. And part of me is always like, who would not prepare, you know?
Right,
so
right.
When Eden said that, I was like, wonder if someone was watching 2 seasons ago.
Right, right. I didn't think about that.
But who knows? She could genuinely just be complimenting her. Yeah. I mean, I actually like Lisa Rinna's hair, so who knows?
Right. Okay, I see.
But, yeah, she seems interesting. We didn't get to see a whole lot from her, but I saw some things from a couple of episodes from now, and we really get to know her very quickly.
Ooh, I'm excited.
So, Ladies of London.
I basically just want to focus on Sophie Stanberry being the champion of this episode, because not only is it the Queen's birthday and she decides to go like full Frank the Tank Sophie Stanberry about it, then tries to call Prince Harry on her phone, and then calls her ex-husband to get another guy's number.
She is my dream best friend.
Right! I mean, like, and she dances on the bar.
I know, like, what a fun gal.
I know, what a fun gal. I just was like, Sophie, can we hang out whenever you're in New York? Here is my number. Please call me. Let's have a good time.
Speaking of fun, Marissa Hermer got a little fun, too.
Yeah.
I mean, those watermelon martinis
looked amazing. All the ladies kind of went on a drunken escapades this week, but we end with Sophie and Caroline Stanberry meeting up again. And at one point, Sophie asks, so are we not family anymore then? And then Caroline says something to the effect of, like, well, it just changed for me at that point. And you just really see that, like, I don't know if they'll ever be the same. And Sophie makes the point of, like, I don't feel like the punishment is worth the crime. I feel like she still doesn't know what she did.
Right. But also just doesn't want to risk being on Caroline's permanent bad side.
Right. No, no. But next week or upcoming, they're all going to Edinburgh, and I can't wait.
Yeah. That was a lot that we just talked about, but really it's because we're just so happy to be back after this long break, and we're never leaving you again.
Ever.
Well, except for Sundays, because we, have lives. But other than that, we're here for you.
Yeah.
So, and actually, we want to hear from you.
Right. I mean, one of the biggest events in Bravo history just happened, which is Luann getting married. So please check out the post for BravoTV.com. Check out all of the photos on their Instagram and let us know what you think. Do you wish you were there? Do you like her statement necklace dress?
Are you sad to see the Countess go?
I know. What do you think about the loss of her title?
Tweet us at BravoTV using the hashtag BravoDailyDish.